This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, August 14th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio. Why? Because we're here to serve you. And better yet, why? Because it's 98 degrees outside, and it is hot, very hot. So be careful, everybody. Make sure that you drink lots and lots of water. And if you have any respiratory problems or cardiac problems, please don't overdo it today. Stay inside and, you know, let this craziness die down a little bit. This is an amazing summer. It's unbelievable. However, you know, there's a lot that you can do to calm it down. You know, just remember that if you're drinking coffee, if you're drinking, you know, teas, even iced teas, that you're going to dehydrate. You're going to pull more water out of your system. And so subsequently, the water that you already need, you're going to need more of it. So make sure that you're drinking. So what's the best water to drink? Obviously, filtered water. Tap water is not the best, and because we're going to talk a little bit about that today, by the way. And you have to make sure that it stays in your body. So get some sea salt, not regular table salt, but sea salt, and sprinkle a little salt on your water, in your water, on your food, and it'll keep you better hydrated, and it'll balance the mineralization out, and it'll stop you from going into a dehydrated state, which is, one, not good for you. Two, it's dangerous for you. And you have to make sure that you're careful. So please, please, please be wise. It's very, very hot outside. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in mind. Perhaps you've had a problem. You know what? What you've been doing hasn't worked, right? So here's an opportunity. Let's figure it out together. Let's see what we can do. Makes a difference in your world. You know, how about, you know, the idea of getting off some medications that you've been on forever. You know, it makes me crazy when I hear, you know, traditional allopathic medicine, you know, backed up by big pharma, say, take these pills for the rest of your life. When, from my perspective, our platform, we see the body as this ongoing, evolving, beautiful machine that continues to repair itself as long as it's breathing. And you have the opportunity. The problem is that we don't know what to do about it. You know, and there's basically keys to providing the wellness and the ageless health that is your birthright from a basis of a triad, the thing that we talk about all the time, structural, chemical, emotional. And having said that, I want to invite you, by the way, this coming Thursday, the 18th, I'm going to be in Gaithersburg for a part two presentation, and it's called Three Keys to Ageless Health. And we're going to talk about applying the key concepts to your everyday life, things that you need to know about that are really simple, things that you can do to make a difference. You know, do you feel like it's not working for you, like the tank is done, you know, there's nothing left inside? You know, did you think that, you know, that emotional state, that anxiety reaction, the depression that you're in can't be gotten rid of without drugs and being drugged to death and other things that are going? Well, our environment provides stimulation to cells and your genetic map, right? So what happens is that you have this blueprint that we call our genetic pathways. You know, grandpa had this, and, you know, our family had this, and great uncle Louis had this, and I'm going to get it anyway. Well, not so much. And you have to really know what that means. So why don't you join me this Thursday, and we're going to spend an hour together and plus some Q&A and answer some questions and give you some strategies and actually put it together. So this is going to be kind of a second visit up in the Gaithersburg area. We're going to be talking about a lot of things we talked about in the beginning, just going to kind of highlight them. But more importantly, we're going to talk about how to fix things. And I'm going to give you some things that you can really take home and use immediately. Really simple things that can make huge differences if you're willing to step up and do it for yourself. So this Thursday, August the 18th, 7 p.m., I'm going to be at the Hyatt House Hotel. It's located on Skidmore Road in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and you need to register. I want you to go to agelesshealthevent.com. That's agelesshealthevent.com, or call our office at 703-698-7117 and tell the staff that you'd like to attend. This really, you know, it's like a town meeting, a town forum. We're really going to have some fun. We're just going to sit and kind of get cozy with each other and have a good time. But I'm going to give you things that will work that you can make a difference. And this is, co-sponsored, by the way, by the Rozelle Center for Healing and Caring for Others, which is a 501c3 foundation. So love to see you up there. You know, those who I haven't met, please come up and say hello to me. And we're going to try to make this a very applicable and usable night for all of you. Thursday, August 18th, 7 p.m., Hyatt House Hotel, Skidmore Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland. You can go to the website at Rozelle Center, and all the information is there. Go to, you know, lectures and so forth, and it'll take you right into how to find that. So RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com, and that's all you need to know. We'll make it happen for you, okay? Want to talk to you about a few things. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go on, but you know what? Talk about water. Let's get into the water thing a little bit. And, you know, people want to know about how much and what they should be doing and so forth. And obviously, you know, there's that. We all have to have so much water, and it can't be in certain forms. It has to be in water form. But we have to be careful with the water that we drink, and also but the exposures from other things. So let's talk a little bit about fluoride and fluoridation. You know, so you get fluoride in your body from a lot of different sources, and one of them is the water that you drink. If you're living in the Washington metropolitan area or any of the other metro areas that are listening to us, you have, by chance, probably fluoridation that's been added. And then if you go to the dentist says, hey, you want a fluoride treatment. You know, you want to prevent the cavities. And, you know, they think that it's the outside in that causes the cavities. And I keep lecturing to dentists all over the country and tell them, no, it's from the inside out, doc. And this is the way. But, you know, you have many forms, but there's two common forms of fluoride in the water that we get and other exposures. And one is called sodium silical fluoride, and the other one is hydrofluorosilicic acid. And these are waste products, by the way. So these aren't things that they make, just these are waste products. And they're from scrubbing systems of the fertilizer industry. So there's all kinds of stuff in them that are even hangers-on and so forth. These are classified, by the way, by the government, classified as hazardous waste. Hazardous waste. You know, there's been a lot of studies. There's been over 25 studies done on humans and about, you know, 100 and plus done on animals, and that link fluoride of any form, nature, to brain damage. And, you know, we're seeing all kinds of things come up from kids who are autistic and people who, you know, who are ADD, ADHD, Parkinson's patients, and all kinds of neurodegenerative conditions and Alzheimer's. And we ask the question, why so much now? How come it's coming about? And there's, you know, there's a reason, and this stuff just doesn't go away. It stays in the body. And, you know, over 50% of the fluoride that comes into our body from any form, including dental fluoridation, is deposited in the bones of children, and about 15% or so is stored in the adult bone mass. So this is significant. This isn't something that, oh, well, really doesn't make a difference. Well, the point of it is it does make a huge, huge difference. So, you know, let's talk about this situation. There's things that just kind of show up, and they say, well, yeah, this can cause, well, fluoridosis, you know, dental fluorosis is something where you get modeling of the teeth, and it's usually caused by a couple of things. One of them is fluoride. And then you have all this stuff that, you know, 99% of all fluoride out of the water goes down the drain into the environment. And so now you get it into your soil, you get it into your plants, you get it into your rivers and your waterways and so forth. And another source of overload as far as the system is concerned. So, you know, you have this potentially toxic situation that's sitting in your water supply, but it's sitting in other things too. Fluoride's, you know, as we know, has been heralded as the thing that's going to save all kinds of problems. And it's been added to many other things, from your toothpaste. By the way, start looking at your the things that you buy at the grocery store, but the toothpaste particularly, and other things as well. And dentists are hoping, and the American Dental Association hope, that it's going to protect cavities. Well, again, as I said, it's from the inside out, not from the outside in. You know, the fluoridation in the water is a different thing as well, but it's similar in its impact. the practice of fluoridation of water supply is rampant, and it goes back many, many, many years. And there was guys that really took the opportunity to say, hey, this can't be done, and because it causes all kinds of damage, not only brain damage, but also problems with kidneys, problems with the heart. The evidence is there. You know, 60% of the U.S. water is currently fluoridated. 60%. That means that something in the neighborhood of 180 plus million Americans are ingesting fluoride on a daily basis. That's huge. That's huge. You know, water fluoridation is not okay. It doesn't work to do the things that they want it to do. And it's a danger. It's neurodegenerative, destructive to the body on a lot of levels, but we're talking about brain and so forth. There's a deception that's taking place, and it goes way back, you know, to the Second World War, actually. And there was massive amounts of toxic fluoride manufactured by the bomb-making industry. That's when they started seeing this stuff. So when, you know, fluoride waste products were released in the environment by the way, aluminum industry, because they needed in, you know, aluminum production, guess what happened? It ended up killing entire orchards and herds of animals, cattle. They destroyed them. So they knew there was a damaging situation. So the aluminum industry and the Manhattan Project, you know, the atomic bomb thing, realized that they had a major toxic waste problem on their hands, you know, and that would cost a tremendous amount of, guess what, dollars, money, you know, to properly dispose of. So they declared fluoride not only safe, but beneficial. And so, you know, if you can't get rid of the thing, you know, applaud it and get in front of it and lead the band and say that it's really good for you. And that's what they did. So they sold this waste to municipalities across the country, telling them that, you know, get it in the water, it's going to protect everybody. So they just dumped it. But they did it on a controlled basis. So subsequently we have, and by the way, this is not Dr. Tom Rosell. I'm giving you data. It's there. So can fluoride really help tooth decay? Well, fluoride was introduced in the water supply under the notion that it could reduce the incidence of, you know, tooth decay, dental caries in children, right? And advocates of fluoridation even claim that fluoridated water has been helping to reduce, you know, tooth decay forever, you know, since the early 50s. Remember, post-World War II? Okay. So, but the facts don't add up. So let me tell you what they are. So, in 1999, the CDC, you know, that outfit that, you know, decides to control everything, Centers for Disease Control, claimed that the dental caries declined in the second half of the 20th century. Okay? It declined. But what they didn't mention is that tooth decay rates declined in all Western countries, regardless of whether or not there was fluoridation at all. In fact, most of these countries, the majority of them, didn't use fluoridation. It wasn't in their water at all. So the truth is that there's practically no difference whatsoever in the rate of tooth decay in fluoridated countries and non-fluoridated countries. So there's also no difference between states of high or low fluoridated percentage in the water. So, you know, we're smart people, you know, but they think we're stupid because we don't know the facts. And here we go, that money rules the world again. And they had to, instead of getting rid of the stuff the way they should have gotten rid of, they dumped it into the system. But then they failed to report the dramatic increased rate of neurodegenerative disease that springed from that point forward. Interesting, isn't it? There's huge alarming effects on the health of you, of your children, of your potential children coming down the road. And we're going to talk about that more because this is a topic that you can't ignore. It won't go away. It's just going to cause more damage to all of us. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. We're in studio today, and we're bringing you the most important information about your health. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rosell live in studio. It's hot outside, so I'm inside. Hopefully you are as well. If you're going to go outside today, make sure you're drinking lots and lots of clean filtered water without fluoride in it, and put a little sea salt in it, so keep well hydrated. Folks, listen, this is no fooling, no kidding situation. Get your body weight divided in half. Whatever that number is the number of ounces of water that you need to be drinking. Nothing else but water. Please stay hydrated. And if you have any respiratory or heart problems, maybe you ought to stay inside anyway, not go anyplace. Go to, you know, at least get to a mall where it's nice and cool inside and do that. But don't get outside. It's pretty awful. It's crazy. Reminds me of many years ago when I was in, first came into Washington. I think I've told you all the story before that, you know, I went down to Quantico, and it was a day like today. It was hot. It was ugly. It was nasty. And even they wouldn't let us work. So, you know what? Stay inside. Okay. Make it happen. This Thursday, my friends, I will be at the Hyatt House Hotel at Gaithersburg, Maryland. 7 p.m. I'm going to be doing part two of a presentation that I did last June, and it was called Keys to Wellness, or Three Keys to Ageless Health. And it's, this one's about applying those concepts to your life and how to make things work for you. So, you know, if you're feeling like, you know, things aren't working, you're kind of crappy, and, you know, your brain's not working the way it's supposed to, and you think your body's full of toxins, and you're being broken up by all kinds of stuff. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's get to know each other. Come on up, say hey. And, you know, we're going to spend about an hour or so. It's kind of be real informal. We're going to have some fun, and I'm going to give you things that you can really put together and make a difference. So it's this Thursday coming up, August the 18th, 7 p.m., Hyatt House in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Hyatt House Hotel, Skidmore Road. How you, let us know that you're coming, because we want to prepare for you, by the way. So you can either do it one of two ways. But the easy way is go to RoselleCare.com, 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 and go to the place that says lectures. And you're going to hit that, and you're going to scroll down, maybe a couple of them. You're going to see it there. And register so we know how many people. There's no cost to the lecture, by the way, because it's being co-presented to you by Caring for Others, and we do public service events like this through them on a regular basis. Or simply call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell the staff that you'd like to attend the presentation this Thursday evening. We're going to have some fun. Please join me. Say hello. Love to meet you all. It's going to be a great, great day. We're going to talk a little bit more about fluoridation, but I want to get to the phones, because 888-630-9625, that's 888-630-9625, that's how you reach me. This is an interesting call. Karen, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
You're talking to me about your dog.
Yeah, about my beagle.
Okay, talk to me.
She's 14, and she's been scratching very badly this year, never like this before, and she's got raw skin under her chin. And the vet recommended I give her Zyrtec, but I don't take any drugs myself. So I was wondering, I take vitamin C and magnesium for allergies, and I was wondering if I could grind some of that up for her.
Yeah, you can. You just got to be careful of the dosage. But listen, you know, what I would tell you to do with a dog is this. Dogs and cats are carnivores. They eat meat. They eat raw meat. And if you're not feeding your dog that, what I would suggest you do, they make raw meat rolls that you can freeze, and or you keep them in the freezer, and then you chunk off a little bit at a time, you know, for your animal when you're feeding them. But you may have to cook it just a little bit, you know, it's like cook it rare. But give them a little bit, because if you haven't been feeding them raw meat, it, you know, it may give them the runs a little bit, but it's not that it's bad for them. It's just it's rich. But you start a little bit, a little bit. You can put a little bit of wild rice only, and mix it in with it. So the raw meat and a little bit of wild rice, and probably, you know, if you're going to raw meat, let's say it's five parts raw meat and maybe, you know, one or two parts of wild rice, and start with that, and to the point that you get all raw meat. You're going to find just doing that will hugely change what's going on with your animal. Animals, dogs and cats are carnivores. And when we give them the same prepared foods that we get, they get the same problems that we get as human beings. They get the diabetes, the heart disease, the allergy reactions, the skin changes, all of those things. So try that. And I think that you're going to find that it'll be quite significant in its effect. It'll take probably the better part of a week, 10 days, but you'll see a huge change in your dog.
Wow.
Okay. Give it a shot. Let me know. Send me a note. Go to, you know, RoselleCare.com. Send me a note. Tell me what happens. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Karen. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Sometimes we try to give people or our animals things that, you know, that we want and we eat. And, you know, particularly when, I mean, it makes me crazy when people try to make their animals vegan, vegetarian. They're not. You're going to kill them that way. They're going to, it just doesn't work. We're talking about fluoride and its effect on your body. And we said that it's in every place. And we said that it really doesn't work to solve the cavity problem. It doesn't solve, it just destroys the body. So, you know, fluoride toxicity, as we said, has been linked to many different things, but I want to list them for you. Just give you an idea. We talked about neurodegenerative disease, but it also, you know, we said it stores in the bones, right? So it breaks down collagen. It breaks down, you know, a bone matrix. It increases your risk of cancer. It causes all kinds of muscle degenerative disorders. It causes your immune system to not be as strong as it normally is. It lets your mind not work properly. It's called dementia. You can't think properly, you know, leading to stages like old age dementia over a period of years, but it happens early. Much that you have to be aware of. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to get into a couple other topics today that I think you're going to enjoy. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live on this really hot, stinky Washington day. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I'm in the studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff. Let's talk about the things that are going wrong in your life and see if we can, you know, point you in the direction that might give you a little different information, things that actually might work, you know, instead of the drugs that you're taking and, you know, being told live with this for the rest of your life. So you got to realize what my belief system is, that the body has the capacity to shift and turn anything at any time, as long as you give it the opportunity. You got to get rid of the impediment, the impairment, the irritation. You know, just like when we're talking about fluoride in the water, you know, those are things that damage us. You remember we talk about the model of structural, chemical, emotional? Well, the structural piece, the body, the neurology and so forth, the biochemical piece has to do with anything that you eat that, you know, you shouldn't be eating, things that you need more of, you don't get enough of, the electromagnetic fields and so forth, and emotional stress. And as we've said many times, what's important about stress patterns is the body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and something that you think about. The effect is profoundly the same in your life. You know, this coming Thursday, the 18th, as I said, I'm going to be in Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's going to be a really fun night for those of you who show up, because what we're going to do is we're going to get into applications. We're going to say, let's fix it this way. Let's do this. We're going to do some one-on-one relative to, really, is that happening? Let's try this. Let's do this. I'm going to give you the opportunity to really find out the application of that structural, chemical, emotional paradigm as it affects what I love to call the three keys to ageless health, or the three keys to wellness. And as many of you know, coming up in October is our annual Ageless Health Seminar. And it's this year a little different. So go to the website at rozellcare.com. Check it out. Check out this. You know, join me, you know, those of you in the Gaithersburg area and, you know, anywhere nearby. Come on by and let's say hey and talk to each other. And all you need to do really to register for this, please register so we can prepare for you and we can get things done ahead of time. Go to either rozellcare.com, that's rozellecare.com, or you can go directly to a website called agelesshealthevent.com, or alternatively call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell them that you'd like to attend. We're going to talk about all kinds of things from, you know, toxins and how to get rid of them. And, you know, you're hurting. Well, what can you really do? What makes a difference? What will it come back? We're going to talk a little bit about your electrical fields and that kind of nonsense. So join us. Let's have some fun together. Meantime, let's talk a little bit about wellness and what that really means. You know, the world embraces this word, wellness. Okay. And it can be really confusing. And you really need to have a better understanding of what real health is and real wellness is. And you have the ability then to be clear about what you're really getting and disseminate the information and so forth. You know, they did a program, WIDA, PBS, did a program on us years ago just called Ageless Health. And, you know, they asked, well, what is ageless health? And really it's about being able to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it at any age, no matter what, no excuses. It's to be able to step up, because your body was designed to do that, except, you know, somehow we screwed up along the way. So health basically is a state of being a person or anything that lives, right, that doesn't have illness or disability. Well, that's not enough. That's not enough. Wellness really is the capacity to exceed above all other expectations. So wellness is a different way of looking at our existence. In our modern society, you know, we're prone to developing diseases and illnesses and so forth because of our lifestyle. It's the consequence of our choices. You know, we know that now because there's a whole science called epigenetics. And epigenetic patterns are our environment stimulating our genes, you know, that map that makes you up, to portray certain things or suppress certain things. And, you know, so the, what we call the SAD lifestyle, the standard American lifestyle, SAD American diet, you know, includes abundance of things like processed foods and nutrient depleted foods and no exercise and toxic elements all around us. And we're in, you know, stressful jobs and jobs that we don't like. You know, everybody looks at me and said, well, when are you going to quit work? Never. Why? Isn't it stressful for you? No. Why? Because I enjoy doing what I do. I walk in my office, and as soon as I walk into treatment room with a patient, I'm like in the happiest place in my life because I get to do things for people that nobody else gets to do. So it was like a perfect pick for me. It happened, you know, God said, hey, Tom, this is what you got to get done. And, you know, it was great. I said yes. And it was, but no, most of us don't get that experience because, you know, we get stuck. I have to do this. I have to do this to make, you know, 5 minutes in a job that long or like that is way too long. So, you know, we get into a situation where, you know, our health begins to break down and so forth. And then we start looking at symptoms and we choose to treat the symptoms, you know, with drugs, right? And or other medical procedures. And so subsequently what happens is we further deplete our body. And but we refuse, absolutely refuse to change our lifestyle. It's beyond me. 888-630-9625. John, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Rizzo. I have a question about Claritin. I take a Claritin pill every night before bed because I'm kind of stuffy when I go to bed, when I lay down. I'm just wondering, has that been detrimental to my health?
It's a drug like any other drug, decreasing, you know, the inflammatory reaction that you're trying to get rid of. You're treating the symptom instead of treating the problem. Your body shouldn't have the need for Claritin. It's like, you know, if you remember the old commercials, you know, take two aspirin and call me in the morning, or you have to take these pills for the rest of your life. It's not okay. So the question really needs to be is what is the problem? If you go into, you know, a website like drugs.com and you check Claritin or you check Zyrtec or any of the other antihistamines, if you will, you'll find that there's a tremendous amount of side effects. And when they compound on other things, you know, you're, first of all, what you're doing, there was a drug years ago. I'll give you an example. It's called Afrin, and a lot of people don't use it, but it has a rebound phenomena. So when you stop using Afrin, we used to call it lovingly nose dope, that it would, as soon as you stopped it, the symptoms that you were using it for, because it shrunk and suppressed the membranes, would rebound and make things much worse for you. So it decreases immune reaction, but it also makes the symptoms worse and also makes you somewhat dependent on doing that because you're trying to get an effect. So the way of handling that, John, is to find out the why. So what's the why? Just take a look at the structural, chemical, emotional pieces around your life. You know, are you eating? I'll give you my mantra very quickly. Sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products, and so forth. Those are the things, and not talking about things that you're even sensitive to, things that you're exposed to, like fluorides and so forth. Those break down membranes. They allow you to be more susceptible. If you don't have enough stomach acid in your body, your sinus membranes are going to be more susceptible. If your intestinal tract isn't working the way it's supposed to, your respiratory membranes, including your sinus, are going to feel worse. Anything that suppresses immunological reaction, which Claritin does, is going to make things worse and also have side effects. So the short answer to your question is yes. So can you get off of that? Yeah, there's a lot that can be done. And, you know, why don't you come and join me Thursday night? We'll have some fun together, and I'll give you some very specifics of how to.
What about well water and the content of iron? We have a lot of iron in our well water. We don't have fluoride, but could that be a problem?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to get the iron level down, because if you end up with high levels of iron ferritin within the blood, serum ferritin, it can cause damage to your heart and your heart vessels, and also to neurological tissue. So you want to find out, you know, how much iron that you have. There's ways of filtering that out. I'd put a filter on it if it was my well, and at least the one that you're drinking water out of, and you know, handle it that way. But get your blood test done. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Some seems to get through or past the filtration.
It will. There's iron in all water systems. It just demands how much. And so you want to leave, but I would get your blood test done. I would get serum ferritin levels done and iron binding and so forth, and see if you have a problem with it. And if you do, you need to address it.
All right. Thank you very much.
John, you're welcome. Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. Bob, thank you for calling, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I used to eat liver and onions once a week when I was young, because I heard it was good for you. And then somehow, as I grew older, I got out of the habit. And then what do you think? Is liver high in cholesterol, and that's bad for your body or good for your brain?
Cholesterol is not a problem, John. And the drug companies want you to think it is, so they can sell the statins, but it's not a problem. But let's talk about liver per se. When I was a kid too, in those days, I ate liver. My grandmother used to get it from the farm and so forth. But yeah, the toxic exposure today that animals get through inoculations and their food mess and so forth makes the liver not something that we want to consume. If you're going to do it, you want it from an organic, free-ranged animal. And then only eat it occasionally. So unless you can get it that way, don't do it on a regular basis, but have it done occasionally. And anything that's fried is not the best for you. But we'll go to cholesterol just for a second. Cholesterol is necessary for brain function. It's necessary for hormone function. It's necessary for tissue repair. It's one of the things we have to. And then when people knock it down with statins, they're destroying their body. And now you get a lot of physicians say, well, let's get it down to 140. Let's get it down to, you know, as low as we can. They're killing people. They're destroying people. They're taking other things out of the tissue. So short answer is, if you're going to eat liver, make sure it's organic, free range. Do it occasionally to enjoy that old flavor that you and I grew up on. But don't do it too often.
Good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls. We're talking about right now your wellness. And don't forget, this Thursday night, August the 18th, 7 p.m. at Gaithersburg Hyatt Hotel. I'm going to be there. And it's a public service event because it's being co-sponsored by Roselle Center and Caring for Others, a 501c3 that we do a lot of public information work for. This is for you. I enjoy doing these things. They're fun. This is part two of one that I started in August in June in Gaithersburg. And we're going to show you how to apply certain things, how to make a difference, how to really get a hold of your health on some basic concepts that, you know, we all have around us, but some of us are too lazy. We don't want to do anything about it. So let's talk. Let's see what we can do to make a difference. We're talking a little bit about wellness, and wellness being that capacity to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, no matter what your age is. So it's different than having your health, because health is really defined as something that is not symptomatic. Well, look at it this way. If you got an iceberg, right? And you're traveling on a boat and you see the tip of the iceberg and you're annoyed by you see the iceberg. So you hit it with a torpedo and you blow the top off the iceberg. Problem is, the iceberg's underneath and you run into that thing, it's going to take you out. Same thing with choosing between health and wellness. If you think the absence of symptoms is a healthy existence, you're wrong. You want to make sure that you're able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, no matter what. That's wellness. And we really need to make sure that we have that optimization of physical, mental, spiritual, mental capacity to be able to express our life the way that we choose to express it. You know, these three principles, that's why I call them three keys. Three keys are interconnected. They can't be separated one from the other. You know, there's a lot of things that we set aside because it's inconvenient, and it's only inconvenient because we don't do it as often as we should. April, how can I help you? Thank you for calling. Okay, we'll get you. The lights are lighting up, but we got to figure out what what we need to do to get you online. So just hang in there. We'll be right back. You know, the function of your body is controlled by a lot of different things, and it's controlled by your nervous system, number one. That's your mainframe. That's your body's capacity to be able to, you know, handle everything. It's responsible for, you know, signaling every organ system. And, you know, that's how I got involved in what I do, because, you know, I'm a chiropractor and an acupuncturist, I'm a functional medical nutritionist and so forth. And I put those systems together, but the nervous system is king. If the nervous system isn't working, no cell in your body can express itself no matter what happens. And you really need to know how to optimize that. Things that you can do, you know, through exercise and things like Tai Chi, things like yoga and so forth, daily habits that allow your body to maximize its capacity. You know, optimization of nutrition in order to allow that spark to reach those organ systems and to move forward. April, are you there? Let's try you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, that's right. Great. Verizon or something? Can you hear me? No, he switched sides, right? He went to another company. Anyway, April, how can I help you?
I have immunoglobulin A and G deficiency, and they tried treating me with the infusions, but it caused spinal meningitis. And I was wondering if you're familiar with it and how I might boost it.
There's a lot of things that you can do for any autoimmune problem. You know, you're dealing with IgA, IgG, IgM antibodies when it comes to the immunoglobulins, right? And
yes.
So when you're dealing with that, you have to make sure that, you know, what the why is that is searched out. Why did it happen in the first place? You know, is it a virus? Is it a bacteria? Is it a fungus? Is it Lyme's? Is it a protozoa? What's the underlying thing that caused that immunological suppression to take place? So when we see patients, and we co-treat with a lot of other doctors, you know, to treat these things, but, you know, immunological A is, you know, it's an antibody that plays a major role in the immune system. But here's the thing with immunological A or IgA antibody. It's the first line of defense. It's mucus secretion antibody. So you're going to be much more sensitive to allergens. You're going to have a much greater reaction to glutens and things of that nature. Can things be done? Yes. It starts with the intestinal system. So you know what? I'm going to hold you over because I want to talk about this a little bit because it's important. So don't go away. And we have to take some very important messages. The people that bring us Dr. Tom Rozelle live, we have to be respectful. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We're here every Sunday, 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are every place else, do the math. You know what time to listen to us. Just tune in. And those of you listening on the computer or going in to listen to shows, let us know how we can help you, because, you know, this is for you. This is why we do this program, to give you an insight that might make a difference. April, you still there?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about, you know, immunoglobulin A, because IgA antibody is what we're talking about, and it's often referred to as IgA antibody. And it's very critical because it's the first line of defense in the mucous membranes, both in your mouth and your intestinal tract. So the IgA is produced other places, but more specifically there than any place else, period. And you produce a ton of it in your intestinal lining. So when the IgA responds, and by the way, IgA is beat up by stress. Anytime stress is high, structural, chemical, emotional stress, that IgA antibody gets beat to death. And so subsequently, you have fight-flight systems, sympathetic reactions that don't work like they should anymore, and those are the things that protect you. So you're not able to produce your own anti-inflammatories, and so when you eat things like that have gluten, we'll take that for an example, because more and more people are sensitive to gluten today for a lot of reasons. One is because the gluten levels are so heavily laden into our foods, but also because of the fact that we're under more stress, particularly living in an area like this, and our foods aren't as good, so that's a stress pattern. Our emotional thing's not good. We're working like crazy. That's not good. We don't give ourselves the time to just be. And so this immunological antibody gets beat up, and so you end up with this immunological A syndrome that is immunosuppressive. So how do you turn it around? Well, you have to identify the things that are doing it. You look at sensitivities, and you got to heal the gut. If the intestinal system is permeable, so you're reabsorbing things not fully digested, you got to deal with that. You have to upregulate and support adrenal function nutritively. You have to make sure the nervous system is working properly. We check out the acupuncture energetics as well. But this is the type of thing that we deal with almost every day in our practice, and it can be fixed. It's just a matter of finding what the culprit is. Now, it's very different than, you know, some of the other patterns, but, you know, you need to really understand the triggering mechanism for you, because it can be similar but different than many other people. So if you did nothing more, high levels of vitamin C, good probiotic that is non-dairy form, things of that nature will make a difference. The glutamine, which will also heal the intestinal tract, something in the neighborhood of about 5 grams, not going to make a huge difference, but you really need to have somebody walk you through this, but it can be fixed. April, I hope that helps you a little bit. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the phone call. Don't forget, everybody, this Thursday evening, I'm going to be at the Hyatt House Hotel in Gaithersburg. And I'm there to do part two of something called Three Keys to Health. And I'd love to meet you. I'd love to have you there. All you need to do is go to rosellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, .com, and tell my staff that you'd like to join us, and so we can prepare for you, so we can make sure that, you know, you have everything that we want you to have. So, you know, this is a night that we're going to show you how to apply some of these concepts and make a difference. We're going to lecture for about an hour, and we're going to engage you, and we're going to answer your questions. So let's have some fun. Join me. Unfortunately, we're at that place. We're at the end of the program again. I hate this part of the program, you know, because I want to stay another hour, because there's more of you online. You're supposed to call early. I love you all. See you next week. Bye.